it's time for Cover 2 with Joe Bianchino and Pierce Fricks.
So the fact that you said that my point is valid means I win?
No, you're a foolish idiot.
And now, here's Joe Bianchino and Pierce Fricks.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into the Cover 2 Soccer Podcast. Joe Bianchino sitting here with you on 104.5theteam.com. Mr. Bricks has opted out of the soccer talk because, well, he's Bricks. So I bring in two of the smarter soccer minds, friends of mine, the manager and owner of Wolf's Beer Garden. The manager of Wolf's Beer Garden, the owner of the Old English, both fine establishments on Broadway you should check out, Mr. Mark Gray. Mark, how are you in this fine morning?
I'm very well, Joe. How are you doing, sir?
Excellent. And we are also joined by our boy, Dr. Jeff Sandler, who I believe is the, as we talked about last time he was on the show, is the proprietor of Timmy T's Tea and Cake Times. Is that what it was, Jeff?
I'm very impressed that you remembered that.
Well, it was my joke. I would hope so. And I was very tickled with myself at that one. So, anyway, Mark Graydon, Jeff Sandler, hanging out with us here. We're going to open with some Premier League talk. We're almost halfway. Everyone's gotten through about 17 games. I guess we'll start with right at the top of the table with Mark's, Mark's Manchester United team.
Unfortunately, I've had to reevaluate my situation, and I'm jumping back on the claret and blue bandwagon.
You're back to West Ham?
Yeah, I mean, I've got to stay there, unfortunately. Now, I'm a little smarter than my own parents, so I've made my twin boys Tottenham fans. You know, no one can complain they're jumping on the bandwagon, but at least it gives them a bit of hope. But at the moment, Man United, I think, are the worst league leaders near Christmas time I've ever seen.
Really?
Everyone looks average in the Premier League. Nobody looks like they're stepping up.
Oh, yeah, that's true. There's nobody who City looks like they're constantly, to me at least, on the verge of just completely melting down.
What did you say before we got on the show, Jeff, that City got 3 points in their Champions League prelims? Like, that was it?
Yeah, out of their 6 matches.
They got balanced with 3 points?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they're still in second place. I think it's probably a battle between those two. It's gonna take a hell of a fight for Chelsea to get back up in there. And Chelsea's a disaster. I don't even.
Average team.
And it's weird because they're not in. They've got a lot. I think they're and Jeff, you and I are both Chelsea fans. We can talk about this. I think they're stuck in that world between old guys who are still decent and young guys who need to learn how to play the game a little bit. On this high a level, I mean, you've got Oscar and Mata and
Hazard
especially, and you know all these guys up front. But you've still got guys like Terry and Lampard. I know Terry's hurt, but you still got those guys and Mikel, and they're all. Are we gonna play? I mean, you sack Di Matteo in the middle of the year. By the way, listen to me, sack. I never talk like this, except I'm talking soccer, and all of a sudden it becomes he got sacked instead of fired.
But first of all, you mentioned Mikel. Mikel is just a really average player. And also Hazard. Apparently he's pronounced Hazard.
Really?
I just want to point that out. Yeah, I've been calling it Hazard all year.
I think everyone calls it Hazard. I've never heard it the other way around.
What's his name? Ian Dark?
Yeah.
He came out there, and he really puts like a silent D on the end. He's like, Hazard! So apparently it's Hazard. But I think Hazard and Mata.
Did you say he really puts the silent D on?
He puts the silent D.
He's putting the emphasis on the silent D.
He does. He goes, huzzah! Like he over-pronunciates the end of it. But other than Mata and Hazard, I think that's the only class players on Chelsea at the moment.
Really?
Yeah, I think Oscar's obviously got potential to really be. Cech is a fantastic goalkeeper. And Peter Cech. Ashley Cole on the way down. You look through the rest of the team.
What about
and
Cahill?
It's really average.
Cahill?
No, Cahill barely makes the England side. I mean, at the moment, he came from a Bolton side he spent most of his career at. He went there. He's second string Chelsea. He's not even making the first team.
Well, okay, going back to what Joe said, that they sacked their manager. Was that the proper terminology there, Joe? Sacked manager?
Well, I think we'd have to defer to Mark on the proper
use. Oh, no,
use
he was
not, not fired coach.
No, he was absolutely sacked.
We have to, is that the Queen's English sacked is the correct? Why is it Queen's English?
Well, because she's the Queen, Joe.
Because in my head, whenever I hear that, I have this picture of like the Queen sitting in a giant hall and people coming up to her with grammar questions all day, like a big line, like third graders, like is it who or whom?
She goes,
it is whom, and then there's a shirtless guy who rings a gong. So let it be written. So let it be done. Do I have the
correct...
You put
a lot of thought into this.
I'm telling you, it just happens. Do I have the correct impression of the British monarchy at this point?
Pretty much. She sets the standard.
All right, that's fair. So, yeah, all right, they sacked Di Matteo in the middle of the year, which I totally thought was a terrible idea.
I agree that it was a terrible idea.
The guy's out of his mind.
But the last two or three lineups that Di Matteo put out there, he had lost his damn mind.
That's true.
I mean, they were just crazy.
So basically, you're saying winning a Champions League gives you a 5-month window.
No, I don't think he should have been. I don't think he should have been fired at all.
Somebody probably should have told him that Mata can't be your striker. That's not his role.
But yeah, but you had an injured Sturridge and Fernando Torres to play with.
I would have put Torres out there in that. This is a game against Juventus that we're talking about in the Champions League. I would have put Torres on the field as my striker. You have to have a striker. Mata's not that guy. He is a distributor.
Absolutely.
But he is that guy.
And that gets to another point that all of the talent that they brought in over the summer, it was never clear how it was all going to fit together.
Mm-hmm.
They brought in three players that essentially, in the last 2 years, they brought in three players who play the exact same position.
Right.
Mata, Hazard. I'm sorry, Hazard.
That is correct. Hazard. That is correct.
And Oscar.
See, I think it fits together if you've got, you know, Mata playing the distributor with probably like a diamond attack. Mata playing the distributor with Hazard and Oscar on the wings, and then you have to have a central striker to control
it. I disagree. I agree that you have to have the central striker to control it, but I don't actually think that playing those three together is the way to go. I don't think you can do it. I don't think that Oscar plays... What is it, Oscar or Oscar?
No, Oscar is actually correct.
That one's correct.
Okay. Yeah.
That Oscar is the right person to be playing on the wing. You have two... actually legitimate wingers that they could play out there, in one in Victor Moses and then the other one in Marco Marin, who is now healthy and he's playing very, very well. He can beat people off the dribble. He's
so
one of the
Victor
few people
Moses
that can...
is so average again. Like I'd rather have Mata running up and down wings and Hazard getting taken out in the middle of the play. Moses is an average player, and that kind of player brings Chelsea out of the top two contention.
But he's a supporting player.
He shouldn't be a starting player.
He should be. And because
really?
He is a supporting player, the last thing you want to do is put out Hazard.
This is difficult.
It's a re-education.
I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm not ever going to get that right the entire time. But the last thing you want to do is put so many players out there that are going to take touches away from Mata, who needs the touches, from Hazard, who needs the touches, and has the touch to be able, in the vision, to be able to create things.
I think we can all agree on this. Drogba needs to come back.
Oh yeah,
get him back from China. I don't care if you say he's average; he's not. He ends wars, and he's the greatest thing to happen at Chelsea in the last 20 years.
Didn't we decide that he just postpones wars?
Oh, Ivory Coast, what are you doing with yourselves?
Right, I can't get off Victor Moses. I just want to say one thing: he's a poor man's Aaron Lennon, who's a poor man's Theo Walcott, and Theo Walcott is a poor man's winger. He can't cross the ball. So Victor Moses is leagues below where you should be for a top level player.
I will say this final little thing about Chelsea before we move on to some of the other teams. Apparently they exist. The sacking of Di Matteo and Benitez's assertion as manager did clear the way for one thing which I've been calling for months, and that is David Luiz to move off the back line into a holding midfielder role. And we saw it in the Club World Cup. He played well there. That is his position to me.
I agree. It really is his natural position. It lets him, gives him a lot more freedom of movement, and he doesn't have to have the same responsibilities of marking.
Which he can't handle at all.
No, it's not so much that he can't handle
it. No,
he can't handle it. He's just never proven that he can actually do it.
Okay.
Slightly different.
Either way, it's bad. Either way, when you're looking at a back line that features David Luiz, you should be terrified.
Well, the fact is, he was referred to, I think we've said this before, as someone who looks like he's been controlled by a 9-year-old playing a PlayStation. And the problem is...
It was a perfect analogy, by the way.
It really was. Gary Neville is the best thing he's done in his entire career.
Credit to Neville, because that was the perfect analogy for him.
But unfortunately, I think he's going to go back in the centre-back, because Lampard's back. He played really well in the final Club World Cup game. He was one of the only bright lights. So And with the amount of midfielders they've got, I can't see where David Luiz is going to fit in.
I think he takes over for Mikel, if it's me.
Isn't Mikel suspended right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm saying for the rest of the year, I would have Luiz in that role over Mikel.